Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 9:20, John Fanta will join us. College basketball broadcaster, reporter for Fox, host of the Big East Shootaround. He'll join us at 9:20. And we have pairs of tickets to give away to the ELO tour at Capital One Arena and Chris Brown at Capital One Arena. We'll do that at 9:45.
Nice. 9:45. Win some prizes.
Put that on your junkie's calendar. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Stromer, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Stromer, I was thinking this before we get to the puck. What was your best sport other than hockey growing up? Because you're a hockey prodigy, your family, you were probably on skates when you were 1 year old. What's your other best sport?
For sure, no doubt, it was lacrosse. Growing up was, we played box lacrosse in Canada.
Yeah.
It's 5-on-5. It's the same as like the NLL, it's called in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we were all lacrosse players. My dad was a lacrosse player growing up, so it was hockey in the winter and lacrosse in the summer. So pretty much as soon as hockey was done, we put our skates away in, you know, March or whenever it was, March, April, and lacrosse sticks came out, and we didn't touch our hockey stick or skates pretty much until, like, September, August when tryouts started. So lacrosse was definitely our other sport.
When's the last time you played lacrosse? How old were you?
Oh, the last year I played, like, competitively was 14 or 15. You kind of had to make a decision because that's when kind of hockey started to get a bit more serious, and you had to like train in the summers and stuff, and you didn't want to risk injury with you know, especially with like the OHL draft coming up and stuff. So you kind of had to make a decision, and all three of my brothers chose hockey.
Is there anything that you play in the off season that maybe you play with your brothers? Like, do you play golf? Do you play one-on-one hoops? What do you do?
You a tennis guy? You a pickleball guy?
No, never played pickleball. We play the odd tennis game, but more for sure golf is the sport now that we play in the summer. We're all members of the same course back home, and it gets pretty competitive between my two brothers, myself and my dad. So we for sure have our fair share of disagreements on the golf course, but all in good fun.
What are the disagreements on the golf course? Like rules violations?
There's always like, you know, should this putt be good, or you know, I want to make him putt it out, and then the other guy's pissed off that he has to putt out a two-footer, and then he misses the two-footer, and then he's mad, so then he takes it out on someone else, and then that person gets mad, and then, you know, by the 18th hole, we're usually ready to just go in our separate cars and go our separate ways.
That's great.
Hey, Dylan, one of our guys on the show, big sauna guy, like at the country club. Are you a big sauna guy, like at the complex or when you're on the road?
He's probably an ice guy. I bet he's an ice guy.
Ice bath guy?
Yeah.
You know what? We have that stuff at the practice rink. I'm not a huge user of either of them. You know, I'll do it if I'm sore, if no, whatever the reason may be, but not I'm not like an everyday sauna or cold tub guy. We have them, and lots of guys use them every day. I'm a pretty simple guy when it comes to what I got to do at the rink.
You know what Stromer is? He's a big OV assist guy. He's assisted on 22 of 65 Ovi goals dating back to last season.
Wow.
He just loves to feed Ovi all the
time.
He's
picked it up because remember early in the season he had no assists?
Yeah, earlier you're just selfish, just shooting all the time. You would never pass the puck to anybody. You just wanted all the glory for yourself. Now you're passing to Ovi. Look what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Last night was a little ridiculous on my part. I probably should have shot that one. I was getting some flack on Twitter, but I mean, you know, if it goes in, I don't think anyone really cares. But if that would have missed, I think I would have been definitely the laughing stock of at least a couple of days in the NHL. But you know, it went in, so I got a 2-on-1 with Ovechkin. He has 850 goals, so I'm gonna pass it over more times than not.
Have you noticed any difference? Like, because Ovi's production has gone up, is it simply just, you know, it was a numbers thing, it's just unfortunate, unlucky, and it's just one of those deals? Or have you guys changed things to get Ovi a little more productive?
No, I think just the pucks are just starting to go in. I think he still had the chances early on. It's just, you know, his career shooting percentages are around 11% or 10 or 11%, and he was shooting at like 3% for the first like 35, 40 games of the year.
Right.
And I think just, you know, eventually the odds are gonna balance themselves out. I don't think – I was telling you guys earlier, I don't think – you know, you're not going to keep him quiet for the whole season. I mean, after the All-Star break, he's got to be close to the NHL leading goals. So he's right up there. And now they're starting to go in. Like you saw in Calgary, he took a one-timer, goes off the guy's stick and goes top shelf. So, I mean, maybe earlier on in the season, it would have hit the guy's stick and gone over the net or missed the net wide. And now, I think I said it one time earlier on this year that, you know, confidence is a crazy thing, even for someone with as many goals as he has. Like when things are going good, the puck just seems to find you and the goals will start to come easy.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, it's just easy to look anytime you have a little bit of lack of production and go, oh, it's old, it's over, it's not happening anymore. Yeah. That's all. People just panic.
Yeah, I think that's the easy thing to do. I think that, you know, if a guy's doing it for 19 straight years, I think at some point it's going to continue. I mean, the history suggests that, you know, he was going to get 20 goals. I remember he was sitting at 8 goals for a while, and everyone's like, oh, is he going to get 20 this year? No, maybe he's going to end on 15. But, you know, here he is sitting now with 23 goals, and I don't know if 30 is out of the question.
Right.
Strober, I love Ovi. He's probably my favorite athlete of all time. But he definitely jinxed the Caps yesterday when he said he hoped Austin Matthews has a 70-goal season. He adds two more to the pile last night. Mm. The first goal, 16 seconds into the game, I hadn't even reclined fully in my lazy boy, and the stupid Maple Leafs are celebrating in front of Chucky last night. Ovi jinxed us.
I know. Sometimes that happens. They got scored on 15 seconds into the game in the night before, so, you know, it was unfortunate balance. It kind of went like it kind of went up the wall, then it kind of went off a skate, and then Chucky thought we had it, and then it just went right in front. So, I mean, yeah, I think I did that earlier on this year, too, a couple weeks ago. I said that, you know, McDavid was going to win the scoring title, and sure enough, he gets 3 points in the first, like, 10 minutes against us. And you know, so we got to stop saying those types of things. We're very, very polite guys as hockey players, but sometimes, you know, maybe we'll start saying maybe they won't score against us.
Stromer, was it weird to see Edmondson in the Leafs uni last night? I know he only played 45 games in a Caps sweater, but it has to be weird to see a teammate like 2 weeks ago who's then trying to crush you into the boards, you know, now as a member of the opposite team.
Yeah, it's always weird, especially for Eddie. He actually lived right across the street from me, like literally door to door right across the street. So we would drive to the rink together and hang out with each other quite often. So he's a great man. He's a awesome teammate. He won a Stanley Cup. He's a great guy to have in the dressing room. He's, you know, he's vocal. He's loud. He's funny. So, you know, we definitely miss him around here, but happy he's doing well in Toronto. And it's definitely weird. I mean, you know, it's like you just spent, you know, every single day with a guy for the last 5 months, and now, like you said, he's trying to crush you into the board. So it's definitely weird, but that's kind of the name of the game. And luckily we only have to do it a couple times a year. So we'll move on, but we definitely miss him.
And during the broadcast last night, one of the commentators said that his wife was driving their car from, I guess, D.C. or wherever he lived, Virginia, to Toronto, to the new spot.
Wow.
Like, how long is that drive?
Oh, jeez.
It's not too far. It's like eight and a half hours. So yeah, it was weird. Like I'm like, oh, are you guys coming? Cause I see that they live across the street. So I'm like, are you going to come to the game tonight? She's like, oh no, we're leaving this morning. So we're going to pack up the car and get out of here. So, they got their little dog with them and they said that the dog couldn't fly in the plane. So they had to get a rental car and pack up and they headed to my hometown.
So Stromer, you know, a few weeks ago when we were talking to you and obviously this looked bleak. I'll just put it, you know, politely, look kind of bleak to make the playoffs. Right. And then there was a little sell off getting rid of guys like Mantha and other guys. But do you feel better about, you know, playoff chances now? I mean, the way you guys are playing, even though technically you're still not in, but you're right there in the mix and you got a game in hand with the Flyers and a game in hand with Detroit.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think it's I definitely feel – I remember a couple of weeks ago, I felt like we were like 8 points out or 9 points out and didn't look too good. But you know what? It seems like no one's taken that last, you know, final two playoff spots, you know, fully in their grasp. And everyone's kind of like hovering around, you know, winning some games, losing some games. So – it's definitely right there for us. We still have a game in hand on Detroit, so you know, we still have a chance to, you know, to kind of jump ahead of them, and we play them twice. So I mean, it's right there for us, and it's definitely fun to be a part of. Obviously, when you lose a game, it feels like, you know, you're out of the playoffs, and it sucks. But you know, 3 days ago when we won our last game of the road trip there against Calgary, you know, we were back in a playoff spot, and it felt really good. So. That's kind of the ebbs and flows of the season, and we're just taking it day by day. I mean, it's great to be in a playoff race and really, you know, kind of control our own destiny for the most part. So it's the closest I've ever been to the playoffs, and I know like you're saying, after we traded some of those guys away, it felt like you know, maybe we didn't have that great of a chance, but you know, we only traded guys away that were on expiring contracts, and you know, Kuzi wasn't playing with us at the time, so we really only lost two guys. We didn't get anyone new, so. We kind of had the same team that we've been going with the whole year, and I think that's a really good thing where you don't mess up any of the chemistry, and you know, we kind of knew what we were, you know, leading up to the trade deadline, and we stayed the same. So, you know, we're looking forward to having the chance to play against some good teams and having some exciting hockey.
Stromer, good to talk to you as always. Keep feeding that puck to Ovi. Good things happen, and we'll talk to you again next week, and best of luck against Carolina on Friday.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That is Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:20, we'll get into the NCAA tournament with John Fanta from Fox.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.